Time now for a Tech Talk segment on WATD. We do it every week. At this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at X Smart IT in Pembroke.
Hey, David. Good morning.
David Snell over at X Smart IT in Pembroke, and we're going to get David back on the line as we are going to be talking about TikTok. See if David is there now. David?
Trying again.
All right, let me see here. I bet I can go to that line, and David is there, and I'll say good morning, David.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Lisa. I was in the Twilight Zone.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
That's okay. We feel that way sometimes, too.
Must be China interfering with the phone lines. All right, so we're talking about TikTok again. This was the president just a couple of days ago, President Donald Trump, talking about a deal which he is hoping would happen and says everything's going to be secure, everything's going to be great. So let's listen to what the president had to say just a few days ago.
It will have nothing to do with China. It'll be totally secure. That'll be part of the deal, and that will be both Oracle, as you know, and Walmart. And I think it's going to be a fantastic deal.
Okay.
Walmart.
Walmart,
how'd
yeah.
How'd that happen?
Surprise. Walmart's in the deal now.
Okay.
It's probably for financial reasons, and they have their own reasons to get involved in TikTok. But we all went to bed safe and secure on Sunday night, knowing that everything was right with the world, and then Monday morning, the whole thing fell apart because nobody knows what the deal is.
Yeah, I still don't understand since last we spoke. So maybe, do we know anything more at this point?
Well, what we know now is that the TikTok, ByteDance, who owns TikTok, has stated that they will not give up all that control, and they're not going to move all of their stuff to Oracle. So the whole thing that President Trump has wanted has kind of fell apart. And now we're just in the midst of whatever negotiations they're doing behind the scenes, because we have no insight into that. But if things don't work the way the president wants them to work, they're going to be shut down once again by the end of this week, which would mean you wouldn't be able to download TikTok app and all the things that were supposed to have stopped last Sunday.
Okay, so we were told that there was going to be that ban on new downloads of TikTok, but the Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said that ban would be pushed out to September 27 at 11:59 p.m. Is this in hopes that another agreement can be worked out?
That's what they hope that ByteDance will in fact decide to give up the part of the company or give up control of the part of the company that's here on the U.S. shores. So the deal was going to create a new company called TikTok Global that was supposed to create 25,000 new jobs here in the U.S. and pay more than $5 billion in new tax dollars into the U.S. Treasury. So that sounds like a great deal.
Huh. It seems like a great deal.
Yeah, it just says it's falling apart because ByteDance does not want to give up that much control. They only wanted to give Oracle, Walmart, and a few other financial people in the background 20% control, which is not what the president has wanted all along. He wants full control.
It's no good.
Of everything here on this continent. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because I mean, if you just to break it down for everybody again, the whole idea is to not have the information in the hands of the Chinese government or a company controlled by the Chinese government. Any percentage, I think, would be unacceptable.
Exactly, and that's what the president is pushing for, but that's not what ByteDance is going to accept at this point in time. We're not sure where this is going to go by the end of the week, but obviously something else is going to have to pop up and try to make all parties happy as we move forward with this. But at this point in time, there is no deal, and there's a deadline of September 27th, as you mentioned.
What's the best guess, David, your best guess as to what will happen?
I have to think that ByteDance is not going to want to lose all that money.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking they're going to have to give up something or give up more. And there's no deal that's 100% for the one side. Everyone has to give a little. So we're just going to wait and see how much giving is done on our side versus their side. Obviously, we want to have the better deal.
Yeah. I want to walk away with a better deal. Because, okay, so again, if I'm... Is ByteDance, is that the Chinese company?
That's the the company that owns TikTok.
Okay. So, okay, so if they have information and they want to have control of it, I can see why, you know, I don't know, is there pressure from China to say, you know, let's hold on to this. We get a lot of Americans love this thing. Let's not give this up.
They keep saying that there's nothing to do with the Chinese government. This is a independently run business, but that's not what our government thinks. Yeah. So anytime our data is on foreign servers, we lose control of it. And that's what the person is trying to get us, control of the Americans' data. The 100 million American TikTok users, there's a lot of people there.
Yeah.
They want to control that data on our continent. And Oracle has offered to put the entire TikTok platform on their servers here in the U.S., which would eliminate all of these problems. So that might well be how this ends up going, is that TikTok has new servers here in this country.
Yeah, I would think that that's the way it'll come down in the end. I mean, I can see nobody wants to give up the information, but if I maybe give you like a big giant pile of money and say, just let me have those servers and we'll just take them over here and put them in Wisconsin or something. You don't think they'll give it up?
I don't know.
You don't think the Chinese will give it up?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, then we'll just end up shutting the thing down, right? And then they'll lose out on all, you know, the people that use it.
Right? That's what potentially will happen, but we're not sure where these negotiations are going to go. You know, who knows where this will go by the end of the week.
All right.
Huh.
Well, here we are, and so the drama continues about TikTok and ByteDance and Oracle.
And Walmart.
And Walmart.
Apparently.
We'll throw them in there, too.
And Walmart.
So, all right.
Strange.
Well, David, for the latest, where can people go to read more?
With all the information on my blog, go to AxSmartIT.com.
All right. David Snell, AxSmartIT. We do it every Tuesday at this time on WATD. Thanks, David.
Thanks, David.
Have a great day.
You too.